奉主耶稣圣名证道。
In the name of Jesus, I speak.
主借着启示录的七教会，告诉我们教会所发生的种种问题。
Through the seven churches, the Lord tells us the various problems that the church is facing.
主没有除去这一些问题。
The Lord did not take away all these problems.
主任凭这一些问题的存在，目的就是要叫我们来面对这一切的问题。
And these problems are continued, and the Lord allows it because He wants us to learn how to meet with these problems.
主叫我们不要成为这一些问题的失败者。
And the Lord teaches us that we should not be defeated by these problems.
主叫我们要成为这些问题的得胜者。
Rather, He wants us to overcome these problems to become victors.
我们上一次已经谈过五间教会的问题。
We talked about the problems faced by the five churches previously.
那我们现在来谈第六间教会。
We'd like to talk about the sixth church.
请看启示录第二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
二十节。
Verse 20. Revelation chapter 2.Verse 20. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allow the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols.
这是推亚推拉教会所面对的问题。
This was the problem of Thyatira Church.
他们被主责备，
and they were rebuked by the Lord，
因为他们容让那自称是先知的妇人耶洗别，
because they allowed that woman Jezebel who calls herself a prophetess。
耶洗别是西王的女儿，他们是敬拜巴利的。
Jezebel is a daughter of a Sidon king and they worship Baal。
她嫁给以色列王耶哈后，她也把巴利带到以色列国来。
And after she married Ahab, she also brought Baal worship into Israel.
她就引导神的百姓去敬拜这些偶像，并且行淫乱。
She led the people of God to worship the idol and to practice sexual immorality.
耶洗别不是先知，但是他自称自己是先知。
Jezebel is no prophetess, but she professed herself as a prophetess.
许多传异端的人都喜欢自称他自己是先知。
Many people who preach heresies call themselves a prophet.
他说他讲的道是得到神的启示。
And they tell everybody that what they speak has been revealed to them by God.
他所讲的道也有人家听。
AndPeople actually listen to what they say.
那他就更加自信，他的确是神的先知了。
And because of that, he reinforced his understanding that he himself is a prophet of God.
但是他所讲的道，却是跟神启示在圣经里的道是不一样的道。
But the words that he speaks differs from the words which God reveals in the Bible.
有人指出他的错误。
And when people were to highlight where they have gone wrong,
他也知道自己在某些地方的确是有错误了。
And they perhaps know that they have error in certain areas.
但是他已经收不回来。
But he's unable to bring it back.
那他又不愿意来认错。
He's also unwilling to admit that he's at fault.
那他就从圣经里面找一些他曲解的道理来支持他那错误的道理。
Then he will find Bible verses in the scripture to support what he says.
那结果就变成异端了。
And as a result, it becomes heretical teachings.
所以这是讲道人的一个危险。
This is a danger of a sermon speaker.
我们不可以随便自作聪明来讲一些新奇的道理。
And we shouldn't just rely on our wisdom to speak about new teachings.
你讲出去的时候是很容易。
It's easy just to speak those words.
但是当你发觉到有错误的时候，你就收不回来。
But discover that there are problems is unable for you to take it back.
如果你肯认错，那还好。
It'll be good if you are able to admit your mistake.
但是有许多人就这样的将错就错，结果是一错再错。
But many people allow their mistake to perpetuate and they make greater and more mistakes later.
这也是我们听道人的危险。
This is also a danger for us as listeners of the word of the Lord.
因为讲道的人他会引用一些圣经的道理，然后再加上他自己的解释。
Because the sermon speaker will cite the Bible verses in the scripture and then The sermon speaker will also explain those verses.
有一些解释是圣经的意思，但有一些解释却是他自己个人的意思。
Some explanation is the explanation of the Bible. Some explanation is his own explanation.
如果我们不慎思明辨，我们就以为他所讲的通通都是圣经里面的道理。
And if you are unable to discern properly, we will think that whatever he say is the words from the Holy Bible.
所以不管是讲到的或者是听到的，我们都要谨慎慎思明辨。
Be it the speaker or the listener of the word of the Lord, we must be vigilant, we must be discerning.
同时我们看到异端的势力在教会里面的发展越来越大。
At the same time, we are able to see for ourselves the progression of heretical teachings in the church.
我们谈到今天教会以弗所的时候，
When we talk about Ephesus, one of the seven churches,
以弗所教会已经有假使徒的出现。
There is already the appearance of false apostles.
但是他的势力不强。
But these false apostles do not have a strong influence.
因为以弗所教会的人很谨慎，他们试验他，看出他是假使徒来。
Because the people, the believers in Ephesus are very vigilant and they test them and they realize that they are false apostles.
在别加摩教会，
In the church of Pergamos,
有人服从了巴兰的教训。
Some people have heeded to the teachings of Balaam.
然后我们看到他的影响力就比较大了。
As a result, the influence of these teachings are greater.
可见的教会有不少的人已经被影响了。
It shows that there is a sizable group of people in the church that has been influenced.
拿到这个推亚推拉教会。
Till the time when we look at the church in Thyatira,
我们看到他们服从了耶洗别的教训。
They have submit themselves to the teachings of Jezebel.
而且他的势力大到可以把这一种耶洗别的教训来教导主的仆人，不是教导那些信徒而已。
And these teachings are influence is so powerful and great that these teachings are taught to not just believers but the servants of the Lord.
所以你看到不但信徒已经大部分被影响，连那一些教会的干部，那一些负责人，那些讲道的人，他们都一样受影响而接受这一种耶洗别的教导了。
So a great number of believers as well as the leaders, the people who speak sermons, the people who are in charge, they have been influenced and they have been taught these heretical teachings.
为什么这一些人的教训却有那么大的影响力呢？
Why is it that the teachings of this group of people is so great?
你看到他们千方百计要来破坏神的教会。
You can see that they have every intent to destroy the church of God.
不管是在以弗所，在这个别加摩或者是推亚推拉，
Be it in Ephesus, Pergamos, or Thyatira church.
你看他们就用各种错误的道理来迷惑教会的信徒。
And they use erroneous teachings to lead the people of God astray.
这些异端的势力从哪里来？
Where is the source of power of these heretical teachings?
其实背后就是撒旦的工作。
What happens is that behind these teachings is the work of Satan.
我们请看《使徒行传》十三章。
Because if you look at the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13,
我们读第八节到第十节。
Verse 8 to verse 10, Acts chapter 13,Verse 8 to verse 10. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so his name is translated, withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said, O fool of all deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil!You enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord?
从行法术的以利马事件以及保罗对他所说的话。
From this incident of Elymas the sorcerer and what Paul said to him,
我们看到魔鬼的工作就是在破坏教会，破坏主的道。
We're able to see that the work of the devil is to cause destruction in the church.
对那些要信主的人，他就千方百计的来阻挡他来信主而得救。
Those who want to come to believe in the Lord, the devil will put obstacles. The devil will make him not able to come to believe.
那对信主的人来说呢？
to believers of the Lord.
他就混乱主的正道。
They will confuse the teachings of the Lord.
让信主的人对主的道产生疑惑，产生混乱。
To bring doubts, to bring confusion among in the minds of the believers of the Lord.
那有一些真的被混乱、被迷惑而偏离了主的道。
And some has been confused, and as a result, they have departed from the truth.
甚至影响整个教会都偏离了主的道。
And they have even affected the entire church, that the entire church has been led astray.
好像这个推呀推拉教会一样。
Just like the church in Thyatira.
这不是几个人或者是一部分的人，这是大部分整个教会都偏向耶洗别的教训。
It's not just a handful or a group of people, but the majority, in fact, the whole church is has swayed towards believing and teaching the teachings of Jezebel.
因为我们看到他们把耶洗别的教训当作教会的要道来教导那一些主的工人。
Because they have treated the teachings of Jezebel as the teachings of the church to teach the servants of the Lord.
所以这是我们要谨慎的地方。
And this is something that we have to be watchful and vigilant over.
我们不但要保守我们个人的信仰，我们更要帮助来保守整个教会的信仰。
Not only we must help and preserve our own faith, we must help and preserve the faith of the entire church.
其实从人的角度来看，
from the perspective of man,
整个推亚推拉教会真的是一个很模范的教会。
Thyatira is an exemplary church.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们读十九节。
Verse 19, I know your works, love, service, faith,and your patience, and as for your works, the last are more than the first.
主耶稣没有否认他们的好行为。
The Lord did not deny their good works.
他们真的是有爱心。
They had works of love.
他们真的有信心。
And they had faith.
他们也真的很勤劳工作。
And they were very diligent in the work of God.
而且他们又很忍耐。
And they are very patient.
不但是这样。
Not only so.
主耶稣说，我知道你末后所行的善事比起初所行的更多。
And the Lord says the last are more than the first.
这是一间不断在进步的教会。
This is a progressive church.
不管在信心、爱心、忍耐各方面，他们都进步。
In aspects of love, faith, patience and working for God, they have been improving.
我相信对整个社会来说，他们都很欢迎、很欣赏这个推亚推拉教会。
And I believe from a societal perspective, they welcome this church in Thyatira.
因为这个教会的信徒都很热心行善，而且行很多的善事。
Because the believers in this church are very zealous for charity and they have done lots of charitable works.
所以在人看起来，这的确是一个模范的教会啊，你还有什么地方要责备他的？
In the eyes of man, this is an exemplary church. Where else can you find fault? Why do you rebuke them?
但是主耶稣却很严厉地责备他们。
Yet the Lord Jesus himself rebuked them very sternly.
他们在工作上的确是进步了。
Yes, they have improved in the aspect of service.
但是在真理上他们却退步了。
But they have gone backwards, degenerated in the matters of the word of the truth.
他们没有持守住所信的道。
They have not held on to the truth and teachings that they have believed in.
明知道耶洗别的教训是违背主的道。
Although they knew that the teachings of Jezebel would go is against the teachings of the Lord.
但是他们仍然容让耶洗别的教训。
Yet they tolerated with the teachings of Jezebel.
甚至是用来教导主的仆人，你说主生气不生气？
And they even taught the servants of the Lord the teachings of Jezebel. Wouldn't the Lord be angry?
违背的道，偏离的道当作是正道来教导整个教会。
You have treated these deviant teachings as the teaching of the church and to teach the servants of the Lord.
所以主责备他们。
Which is why the Lord rebuked them.
那为什么他们能够或者说愿意容纳这个耶洗别的教训呢？
Why did they tolerate or allow the teachings of Jezebel to be in the church?
因为在他们的思想里面，
Because in the way they think about what's happening,
持守真理已经不是那么重要。
To hold on to the truth is no longer so important.
有爱心才是最重要。
To have love is more is the most important thing.
在这个时候，爱心比真理更重要。
At this moment, love is more important than the truth.
因此，他们选择用爱心来去包容这一些违背神道理的耶洗别的教训。
And because of that, they use love.And to encompass and to accept the teachings of Jezebel.
这人看起来，哇，他们真的有很大的爱心，有很大的心胸啊，能够接纳那一些错误的人。
To men, these people are full of love. They are also very magnanimous. They're able to receive people who hold on to different sets of teachings.
但是主耶稣却责备他们这种的爱心。
Yet the Lord rebuked.That type of love which they had.
因为这种爱心是违背主的道理的。
Because that type of love is going against the word of the Lord.
你说神是爱。
You say that God is love.
所以爱是很重要的。
Because of that, love is very important.
而且爱是永远长存的。
And love continues forever.
但是这种爱是指神的爱。
But this love...Is the love of God.
神的爱是绝对不会违背神的真理的。
The love of God will not be contradictory to the truth of the Lord.
神的爱只有持守神的真理。
The love of the Lord will hold on, allow someone to hold on to the word of the Lord.
人的爱刚刚好相反。
And this is very contrary to the love of man.
人的爱认为不需要持守神的真理，但是最重要，你要有爱来去包容，来去接纳一切。
In the love of man, they will feel that there's no need for you to hold to the truth of God. You must love man and to accept the difference.
所以从这一点，我们就可以分清楚哪一个是从神来的爱，哪一个是从人来的爱。
And here we will be able to differentiate clearly the love of God and the love of man.
那我们也要弄清楚。
And we also need to be very clear.
只有神的爱才能够拯救人，因为他持守神的道。
Only the love of God will save man because the love of God will hold on to the truth of the Lord. Of God.
人的爱再伟大也救不了自己，因为他不持守主的道。
No matter how great the love of man is, he will not be able to save man because it is going against the truth of the God. Of God.
人的爱短暂的，随时会消失的，只有神的爱才是长存的，才是能够拯救人的。
Love of man is short-lived, is temporary.But the love of God is eternal and endures forever.
所以你不要只是看推亚推拉表面上哇很有爱心的一个教会。
Don't just look at Thyatira on the surface that they are church full of love.
主耶稣不是给我们一个命令要我们彼此相爱吗？
Didn't the Lord give us a new commandment for us to love one another?
他的爱大到甚至可以容让这些耶洗别的教训的人哦。
And but this type of love which they had,Allow them to tolerate and live with the people who held on to the teachings of Jezebel.
这是你做不到的，但是他们做得到。
You are not able to tolerate them, but they can.
但是为什么主耶稣却要责备他们呢？
But the question is, why did the Lord still have to rebuke this group of people?
因为这种爱不是从神来的爱，是从人来的爱。
It's because that type of love.It's not from God. It is the love of man.
这种爱不能够使人得救，反而使人不得救，偏离了神的道。
This type of love will not save or bring salvation to man. This type of love will allow man to be led astray, to deviate from the truth.
所以我们谈到爱的时候，我们要很谨慎。
So we have to be vigilant when we talk about love.
你必须要去分辨这个爱是从神来的爱。还是从人来的爱。
We have to discern and differentiate whether this is the love that is from God or whether it is the love which is from man.
是使人得救敬畏神的，还是使人不得救偏离神的道的？
Is it the love that will, or is it the teaching that will allow man to fear God unto salvation, or is it the truth that will bring man away from salvation?
好，我们读21到23节。
Verse 21 to verse 23. Revelations 2, 21 to 23. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. Indeed,I will cast her into the sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches will know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your works.
推呀推拉教会虽然已经这样的偏离神的道去服从耶洗别的教训。
Though the church in Thyatira has gone so deviant and accepting the teachings of Jezebel.
虽然惹主的愤怒责备了他们。
Though they incurred the wrath of God and the Lord rebuked them.
但是你就看到神的爱。
But here we see the love of God.
神仍然给他们机会悔改。
The Lord God still gave them the chance to repent.
但是很可惜的。
But it is a pity.
他们却不肯悔改。
They refuse to repent.
他们误解了。
They misunderstood.
你看神哪里有审判我们？
Where can you see that the Lord has judged us?
你不发觉到我们越来越兴旺吗？我们人数越来越多吗？
Did you not see that we are becoming more prosperous because our membership has increased?
起初还有人反对说这个是耶洗别的教训违背真理的。
At the start, you still hear opposing voice saying that this is a teaching of Jezebel going against the truth.
但是现在你没有看到那些主的工人都在接受耶洗别的教导准备来教导你们吗？
But did you not see that the servants of the workers of God is receiving the teachings of Jezebel and they are preparing to teach you these teachings?
他已经成为我们教会的共信之道，要教导众信徒了。
They have become a common faith for us to propagate them to the general congregation.
你看到耶洗别的教训在教会里面很兴旺啊，很受欢迎啊。
The teachings of Jezebel is prospering, it is being welcomed by everyone in church.
主继续证明我们是这样，如果我们违背主的道。
Why did God allow us to be in this state if we have gone against His truth?
神怜悯他们，宽容他们。
The Lord is merciful on them.
神不立刻自行审判。
His judgment on them is not immediate.
因为神要给他们机会悔改啊。
Because God wants to give them a chance to repent.
但是他们把神的怜悯和宽容当作是神的认同。
But they have treated the mercy of God as 当作什么？
就是神同意他们这样做。
As a form of God approving what they have been doing.
因为神没有审判他们。
Because God did not judge them.
那就表示神接受他们。
It shows that God accepts them.
那这样的思想是不是让他们更加放心，更加大胆去传这种错误的道理？
And thinking in this way will make them more courageous to propagate deviant teachings.
所以今天有许多人也是这样。
Today,several people are like that.
他做了违背神道理的事情。
They have done things that has gone against the word of God.
但是神没有审判。
Yet God has not judged them.
他甚至说我还是有圣灵啊，我还是有讲灵言啊。
And they even claim that I still have the Holy Spirit, I still speak in tongues.
那证明神还是爱我的。
It proves that God still loves me.
是的，一个犯罪的人也许他还是有说灵言。
Yes, a sinner who has committed a great sin will continue to speak in tongues.
但并不是证明神悦纳他，圣灵很喜悦他。
But it does not mean that God has accepted him and God is pleasing with him.
其实在他里面的圣灵却是替他担忧的。
The Holy Spirit in him is grieving for him.
因为圣灵给他最后的机会悔改。
Because the Holy Spirit is giving him the last chance to repent.
圣灵已经为他所作所为来担忧了。
The Holy Spirit is really grieving for the things that he has done and said.
因为那个宽容是有期限的。
Because God's pardon, God's mercy has a limited time.
如果你继续硬心不肯悔改，
If you continue to harden your heart and refuse to repent,
圣灵真的会离开你的。
The Holy Spirit will leave you.
就像老罗一样。
Just like Saul.
他身上不是有神的灵吗？
Didn't he have the Spirit of the Lord on him?
所以他没有认为他很错，但他有一点错。
Because of that, he felt that he didn't make a big error, perhaps he made a small one.
或者他认为这个不要紧的，就继续错。
Or perhaps he felt that this is alright, I can continue with my mistake.
到最后神的灵离开他。
And at the end, the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul.
所以我们不要误会了神的怜悯。
Let's not misunderstand this mercy which the Lord has given.
不要让圣灵一直在我们心里面替我们担忧。
Let us not have the Holy Spirit grieving for us.
我们应该把握这个宽容的时间，认真的悔改。
Let's make use of this time of mercy, this opportunity that God has given us to repent.
要不然到审判的那一天。
If not, when the day of judgment arrives,
你不能够对主说，主啊，你没有给我机会，你太严厉了。
You will not be able to say to the Lord, Lord, you are too stringent, you are too strict on me, you have not given me this chance.
好像推呀推拉教会。
For example, the Church of Thyatira.
主说
，The Lord says,
我曾给他悔改的机会，但是他却不肯悔改他们的淫行。
I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent.
看呐、啊，我要叫她病卧在床。
I will cast her into a sick bed.
病得严重的人呐、啊，他只能够躺在床上，连下床都不能够。
Someone who is severely ill can only lie on the bed and not able to get down.
在那个时候，他只有等待死亡的来到。
And at that point in time, he can only wait for the day of his death.
虽然他还活着，但是那种活着真的是一种的折磨。
Even though he's still alive, but being alive at that stage is a form of torture.
神给人家机会悔改。
God gives opportunities for men to repent.
但是你不肯悔改的结果就是这样。
But if you refuse to repent, this will be your end state.
神说看呢、啊、我要叫他病卧在床。
God says, I will cast her into a sick bed.
虽然是活着，但是只不过是等待死亡和神的审判。
Even though she's still alive, but she's waiting for the day of her death.
那么那些跟他行淫的人，
And those who commit the same adultery with her,
就是说在道理上淫乱的人，同意这种错误道理的人，
who are committed adultery as far as the truth is concerned, that means they agree with her in her teachings.
如果不悔改所行的，我也要叫他们同受大患难。
Unless they repent, they will also be put into a great tribulation.
每一个人都必须要经过这个大患难。
And every one of us will have to go through this great tribulation.
大患难好像叫人家害怕。
Great tribulations brings fear.
但是从另一个角度来看，却是叫我们悔改，叫我们警醒。
But from a different perspective, it teaches us that we have to be vigilant, we have to repent.
能够警醒悔改的人，就能够从大患难中出来，能够得救。
Those who are vigilant, those who repent, will be able to come out from the great tribulation unto salvation.
但是仍然不会醒悟、不会悔改的，那只有白白受这个大患难，最后死亡而被审判。
And those who never wake up, those who never repent, they will just die in the tribulation.
二十三节说
，Verse 23 says,
我又要杀死他的党类。
I'll kill the children.
这个英文是翻译成中，我们中文也在小字上有注明呢。党类原文可以翻译为儿女。
I'll kill her children.
在主的眼中来看
，In the eyes of the Lord,
你是谁的儿女
？Whose child are you?
如果你听从主的话，你就是主的儿女。
If you obey the word of the Lord, you're a child of God.
如果你听从耶洗别的教训，那你就是耶洗别的儿女。
If you obey the teachings of Jezebel, you are a child of hers.
在人看起来，推亚推拉教会是主的教会。
In the eyes of men, Thyatira Church is the church of God.
主也承认这是我的教会。
And the Lord also acknowledged that this is my church.
推亚推拉教会一样在主的手中的。
Because Thyatira Church is also in the hand of the Lord.
但是教会里面的人都是主的儿女吗？
But does it mean that everyone in the church are children of God?
在主来看不是。
In the eyes of God, it is not the case.
那些服从耶洗别教训的人，主说我也要杀死他的儿女。
Those who abide by the teachings of Jezebel, the Lord says, I will kill her, this group of people who are her children.
所以在主的眼中，你称不主啊，主啊，但主说你不是我的儿女。
So we call him Lord, Lord, but the Lord says that you're not my child.
因为你根本都不是在听从我的话，你是听从耶洗别的话。
Because you don't listen, you don't obey my words, you obey the words of Jezebel.
因此我们必须要反省我们自己。
As a result, let us bless us, be walk through, and let us reflect on ourselves.
我们真的是主的儿女吗？
Are we truly a child of God?
是的，按照洗礼的名单，你的确是主的儿女。
Yes, as far as you have been baptized, and your name is in the baptism list, after baptism, you are a child of God.
但是按照主的真理。
But in accordance to the truth of God.
你遵守了主的真理，还是你违背了主的真理？
Have you abided by, or have you gone against the word of God?
我们要做主真理的儿女，才真的是主的儿女。
Only when we are truly the son of the truth,Are we truly a son of God?
如果你违背了主的真理，你说你是主的儿女，但是主不承认你是他的儿女的。
If you've gone against the truth of God and you claim that you are a child of God, the God is not going to acknowledge you as his child.
接下去说。
And he continues saying,
叫众教会知道我是那察看人肺腑心肠的。
I am he who searches the minds.And hearts.
并且要照你们的行为报应你们个人。
And I will give to each one of you according to your works.
主能够看透我们的心。
The Lord is able to see right through into our hearts.
在外表上，大家都有同样的信心。
On the surface, all of us appear to have the same faith.
谁知道他的信不是真信啊信？
Who will know that his faith is real of a fake one?
谁知道他里面的信是迷信还是确实的按照真理来相信？
Or who knows that whether his faith is actually superstitions or whether it is true faith?
只有主才能够看透人心里面的信心到底是怎么样的信心。
Only the Lord can look into our hearts and look at our faith to determine whether it's faith or not.
信主的人必定得救的。
Believers, he who believes in the Lord will be saved.
那为什么这个信主的人却不能够得救呢？
But why is it that he who believes, this person who believes cannot be saved?
这不是很矛盾吗？
Isn't this very, that appears to be contradictory?
一点都没有矛盾。
There isn't.
主说，你是怎么样信的？
And the Lord is going to ask you, how have you believed?
你说我是谁？
Tell me who am I?
在这个时候你就知道你的信是正确的信还是错误的信。
Because at that time, you will know whether your faith is the true one or whether it's fake one.
当面对考验的时候，
In the face of a test or a trial,
或者受逼迫的时候，
or when tribulations and persecutions come upon you,
在这个时候你还要信吗？
Would you want to continue to believe?
在这个时候就显出你的信原来是那么样的脆弱。
And at that time, it manifests the weaknesses that you have in your faith.
你的信原来只不过是表面的。
Your faith is nothing but superficial.
原来你的信只不过是要好处的信。
And your faith just wants these good things, this goodness in life.
所以当我们说我们有信心的时候，
When we say we have faith,
那我们等一下好好反省我们真的有信心。
We must reflect on ourselves whether we have the true faith or not.
所以你看保罗常常勉励我们。
Which is why Paul served this constant reminder and encouragement for us.
你要去反省你的信心。
Examine yourself.
你也要去比较。
To see whether you are still in the faith and compare yourself.
如果我也在那一种的情况。
Put yourself in that situation.
我还能够信吗？还能够坚持吗？
Am I able to continue to believe and hold on to my faith?
我们必须要准备好我们的信心，并且要坚固我们的信心。
We have to prepare our faith. We have to strengthen our faith.
没有一个人一下子他的信心就是完全的。
No one will perfect his faith at the snap of his fingers.
我们说彼得很有信心，但是你看他的过程。他不是有很多信心的失败吗？
We say that Peter is full of faith, but if you look at his journey of faith, there are many times when he failed in his faith.
我们说亚伯拉罕有信心，但是他也不是一连几次说谎跌倒吗？
Didn't we say that Abraham is the father of faith, but he has also fallen in that journey of faith. He has lied a couple of times and fall.
甚至最基本的，他都不相信撒拉还会再生儿子，所以他从夏甲那边得到孩子。
The most basic thing, he didn't even believe that Sarah is going to bear a child. That's why he thought that he's going to have a child through Hagar.
你用这些来衡量，你说亚伯拉罕有信心吗？
And if you take these as measurements, do you think that Abraham had faith?
我们说他没有信心，他信心变了。
But we say that he didn't, his faith has changed.
但为什么神仍然说他是有信心呢？
But why did we say that, why did God say that he had faith?
信心是在不断的错误软弱当中不断的调整改善坚固最后成为一个真实的信心。
Faith is the result of learning from the mistake, changing your ways, improving until you have this true faith in you.
在整个过程当中，
And in this whole process,
它有许多的软弱和失败。
You have many weaknesses, you have many failures.
但是你看到他对神那种的信心，那个应许基本上是不变的。
But that basic faith he had towards God remains unchanging.
也许在撒拉的事上他想错了，他用错方法了。
Perhaps in the matter of Sarah, he has been thinking of it in a wrong way and he has used a wrong method.
但是他相信神会祝福他的后裔成为大国，这个信心跟这个应许他相信的没有改变的。
But he was unchanging in believing that his descendants would be made a great nation, a promise which God has given him.
他只是在那个时候误解了，以为可以用人的方法，这也应该是可以得到神的同意的。
It is only at that particular moment he thought that by making use of the ways of man, the method of man, that promise can be brought to pass.
所以神改正他。
So God corrected him.
不是的，从撒拉生的才算是你的后裔。
God told him directly, it is from Sarah that you're going to have your son.
所以你看到亚伯拉罕立刻调整他的信心。
And because of that, Abraham adjusted his faith.
他立刻承认他的错误。
And he acknowledged that he was wrong.
他重新坚固他的信心。
And he reinforces his faith.
虽然这个时候撒拉已经很老了。
Even though Sarah is already very old at that point in time.
但是他的信心已经坚固，他已经认识了，从撒拉生的才是他的后裔，撒拉一定会生的。
But his faith has been reinforced, has been strengthened, and he believed that that point forward that Sarah is going to have a son.
所以我们的信心要不断的反省，不断的改善，不断的坚固。
Our faith has to be, we need to constantly self-reflect and to change and reinforce.
好，神的审判是公义的。
The judgment of God is righteous.
他知道人心里的信是怎么样的信。
He knows the faith that we have in our hearts.
他绝对不会把无罪的当作有罪，也不会把有罪的当作没有罪。
He will not treat the guilty, the sinner, as someone righteous. You will not treat the righteous man as a sinner.
所以你不用在神的面前喊冤枉。
So don't say that you have been judged wrongly.
那你在人的面前喊冤枉也是没有用。
And in front of men, if you say that, it's also useless.
那这样在人或者在神面前都不用喊冤枉。
So there's because of that, there's no need for you to say that before God and man.
因为在神的眼中你是赤裸裸的。
Because before,
没有一样可以隐藏得了的。
Before God, we are naked. There's nothing we can ever hide.
你只有认真在神的面前来悔改，来追求。
The only thing we can do is to repent before the Lord and to improve ourselves before God.
好，我们看24跟25节。
Verse 24 and 25. Now to you I say, and to the rest of Thyatira, as many as do not have this doctrine, who have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will put on you no other burden, but hold fast what you have till I come.
起乎整个教会都服从耶洗别的教训。
It seems that the whole church has followed the teachings of Jezebel.
但仍然有一小部分的人，他们是不服从那个教训的。
But there's a minority, a group of people who do not follow these teachings.
他们持守真理，但是他们没有办法阻挡耶洗别的教训。
They held on to the truth, but they are unable to go against the teachings of Jezebel.
可见的，在教会里面，耶洗别教训这一批人，他们的势力强大。
It shows that the group of people who are practicing and teaching the teachings of Jezebel is very big and influence is great.
因为里面包括了主的工人。
Because in that group includes the workers of God.
所以这些微小的少数，他们怎么样能够去推翻改变这种的错误呢？
This minority group, how are they going to go against this in erroneous teachings and to change these teachings.
但是这就是看到他们得胜的地方。
But this is exactly where we see that they have overcome.
他们是很少数，但是不被这些大多数来影响而改变。
They are the minority, but they were not changed by the majority.
当部分的人都服从这个教训了，但是他们仍然坚持不从那个教训。
Majority had alreadyaccepted and believe in these erroneous teachings, but they held on to the truth.
他们不能够改变这个问题，但是他们保守自己不成为这个问题。
They are unable to change these erroneous teachings, but they preserve themselves so that they are not part of that problem.
所以他们不成为这些问题的失败者，他们反而成为这些问题的得胜者。
And they are not defeated by this problem, they become victors of this problem.
所以主耶稣称赞这一些人。
And the Lord praised this group of people.
这里说这些人不服从那个教训，是因为他们不晓得他们素常所说撒旦深奥之理。
I say that as many as this doctrine who have not known the depths of Satan, as they are say putOn you, no other burden.
你是不是说哦，原来笨也是有笨的好处
？Do you say that if you are ignorant, you are also blessed?
因为他们笨到我不晓得你在讲什么，我都听不懂啊，我太笨了。
Because they could be so ignorant, they do not know what the rest are talking about.
所以他们反而救了自己，保守了纯正的道理。
And because of that, they save themselves. They are able to keep themselves in the pure word of God.
这种笨而得胜的道理是我们觉得好笑，但是这不是主耶稣所要的。
This we will find that this is very laughable, and the Lord also doesn't want this.
他们不是笨到不能够了解那种深奥的道理。
It's not that they're so ignorant, they're so stupid that they don't understand the depths of the teachings of Satan.
其实他们非常的清楚。
The reality is that they were very clear.
这是违背主的教训。
That these teachings are against the teachings of the Lord.
我们是对主忠心的门徒。
We are servants.To continue to be loyal to the Lord.
我们就要持守住主的教训，不要再听从别的教训。
And because of that, we must hold on to the teachings of the Lord, and we shouldn't follow the teachings of others.
这就是他们得胜的地方。
And this is where that they have become victors.
他们绝不给魔鬼留地步。
They have not left a foothold for the devil to work.
魔鬼会说：“你为什么这么小气？你为什么心胸这么狭窄？来听听看呐、啊，我错错在哪里？你也是要知道嘛，对不对
？”The devil will say that, "Why are you so petty? Why are you not so magnanimous? Why don't you just come and listen and tell me where I have gone wrong?"
这才是民主啊
！Only then you are democratic.
这才是心胸宽大。
Only then you are magnanimous.
这才是一个有理智的人啊。
And you will be someone who is rational.
所以来参加我们的课，听我们的道。
So come for our service, come for our lessons.
但是这一些人不上当。
But these people did not fall into this trap.
我们已经听到了。
We have heard.
我们也看出你们的道违背主的道。
And we've seen for ourselves clearly that what you are teaching is going against the teaching of the Lord.
既然是这样，为什么我还要去继续听这个道呢
？Since this is the case, why should I continue to listen to you?
对于错误的道，我们真的一步也不可以退后的。
In the matters of erroneous teaching, we can never retreat.
所以他们得胜了，所以他们得到主的称赞了。
Because of that, they become victors, and the Lord.Praise them.
所以主说，我不将别的担子放在你们身上。
Which is why the Lord said, I will put on you no other burdens.
但你们已经有的，总要持守，至等到我来。
And God says, hold fast what you have till I come.
他们有信心。
They had faith.
他们有爱心。
They had love.
他们有真理。
They had the truth.
但是有些人的信心改变了。
But amongst them, their people changed their faith.
有些人的爱心爱错了。
And they have.The wrong love.
有一些的真理偏离了。
And some has eaten from the truth.
这些人从前都是一样持守主的真理的。
And Originally, this group of people were the same group of people who held on to the teachings of
Lot.
But they have gone to learn the teachings of the depths of Satan. And because of that, they have been slowly influenced and they change. Originally, they can be victors. Yet, they become, they failed, they were defeated in their faith. Therefore, the Lord says,
你已经有的, 你总要持守,
hold on fast to what you have.
你现在持守得住,
if you're holding on fast now,
明天你还持守吗?
Can you still hold fast to it tomorrow?
明年你还持守吗?
But next year,
总要持守,
but you have to hold fast till he comes.
26节到29节,
verse 26 to 29. And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. They shall be dashed to pieces like the potter's vessels, as I also have received from my father. And I will give him the morning star. And he who has a ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
得胜又遵守我命令到底的,
he who overcomes and keeps my works till the end.
每个人都遵守主的命令的,
everyone keeping the commandments of God.
要不然他就不会受洗了,
everyone keeps the commandments of God. If not, they will not have been baptized.
要不然他就不会祈求圣灵了,
if not, they would not have prayed for the Holy Spirit.
要不然他就不会领受主的圣餐了,
they would not have partaken the Holy Communion.
要不然他就不会来聚会来奉献了,
if not, they will not have come for services and come and also offer to the Lord.
但问题是我们能够遵守这些命令到底吗?
But the question is whether we can keep these commandments till the end.
得胜者是那些遵守神命令到底的人,
and he who overcomes, the victors are those who keeps the word of God, the commandments of God.
那主说我要赐给他权柄,
then God will give them power to rule all nations.
他必用铁杖管辖他们,
and he shall use a rod of iron to rule over them.
将他们如同窑户的瓦器打得粉碎,
they shall dash to pieces like the potter's vessels.
真的是这样吗?
Is this the case?
我们有没有看到这样的情况出现?
Have we seen this happening?
没有啊,
no.
那这个权柄是什么权柄?
What is this authority and power?
我们中文的那个用这种铁杖管辖他们, 它中文有注明说, 或者是 牧养他们,
there's a saying that, verse 27, that using this rod of iron means, can also mean to use this rod to shepherd them, pastor them.
所以这个权柄不是政治的权柄，而是真理的权柄.
This power is not political. It is the power of truth.
你看当时他们在这个邪恶的势力的威胁,
they were under the threat of the evil force.
有许多人已经屈服了,
many people have already submitted themselves to the evil power. They were not able to overcome this evil power, the forces of evil.
这些人,
but this group of people, they have been given the authority of the truth given to them by God. And because of that, they will not submit. They are able to hold fast and stand firm. And
are
able to overcome them. They will continue to preach the pure word of salvation to save those who come to believe.
当然这是很困难的事情,
it is a very difficult task.
邪恶的力量那么大,
你们只是这么少数的人, the forces of evil is so great, but you are such a small group of people.
但是你能够 突破这些邪恶的权柄吗?
But are you able to break through these forces of evil?
在人看起来是不可能的,
in the eyes of man, it seems impossible.
但事实让我们看到,
but the reality and the truth is,
你信靠主的权柄,
if you were to rely and trust in the power and authority of God,
最后会实现的,
at the very end, this will be brought to pass.
因为主说,
because the Lord says,
你们将他们如同窑夫的瓦的粉碎，像我从我父领受的权柄一样。
They shall rule them with a wrought iron, they shall be dashed to pieces like the potter's clay, as I also have received from my father.
当主耶稣升天的之前对门徒说，
Before the Lord ascended into heaven, he says this to his disciples.
他叫他们去往普天下传福音。
Go into all nations to preach the gospel.
这是件很困难的事情。
It is a very difficult task.
那为什么他们这样的相信呢？
But why did they believe?
因为主耶稣之前先告诉他们一件重要的事情。
Because the Lord has told them something very important beforehand.
天上、地下一切的权柄都赏赐给我了。
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
所以你们往普天下去传福音。
Go and preach the gospel to all nations.
他们是很软弱的，他们是很微小的。
They were weak. They were a small group.
但是他们相信耶稣得的权柄是大的。
ButThey believe that the authority which Jesus had received is a big one and great one.
靠着主的权柄和应许，这个福音必定会传遍世界。
Relying on the authority, this great authority of the Lord, this gospel will be preached to all nations.
所以你看到那十二个使徒跟少数的门徒，他们就是这样的来突破了这些邪恶的权柄，把福音传遍撒玛利亚、犹太全地，直到罗马去。
And these 12 apostles, together with the disciples at that time, were able to break through the forces of evil and preach the gospel, to all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
我们要看到这个事实。
We must look at this truth.
我们不要看到我们的微小和软弱。
Let us not only look at how small we are, how weak we are.
我们成不了什么大事的。
And conclude that there's nothing great we can do.
我们乃是靠着主的权柄和应许。
But we rely on the promise. We rely on the authority of God.
所以我们才有这个勇气和信心继续做下去。
Which is why we have that courage. We have that faith to continue.To do this work.
而且主说，
The Lord also says,
我又要把晨星赐给他。
I will give him the morning star.
在22章16节那边解释晨星就是主耶稣。
And Revelation 22 verse 16, this morning star is none other than the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣把自己赐给我吗？赐给我们吗？
The Lord giving us himself?
他怎么样把自己赐给我们呢？
How is he going to gift himself to us?
我们又怎么知道他已经把他自己赐给我们？
How do we know that he's a gift that has been given to us?
主把他的灵赐给他们。
The Lord has given them his spirit.
这个圣灵不是主的能力。
This Holy Spirit is not the power of the Lord.
有些人只是相信圣灵是主耶稣的能力来帮助我们的。
Some people believe that the Holy Spirit is the power of the Lord given to help us.
其实圣灵是主耶稣本身，他借着圣灵与我们同住。
But the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is the Lord Jesus himself who dwells with us in the Spirit.
所以主对门徒说，
Which is why the Lord said to his disciples,
我要差派保惠师来，就是圣灵。
I will send to you a counselor which is the Holy Spirit.
等不多时你们不再见到我。
For a short while later, you will not see me.
但等不多时你们又再见到我。
But you will see me again shortly.
到那个时候。
And when that time comes,
你就知道我住在你里面，你住在我里面。
You will know that I live in you and you in me.
这些听起来好像是很莫名其妙、玄之又玄的道理来的。
And it appears to be very strange teachings.
这只有在文学里面才可以这样写了。
But because you can only write this down in literature.
你怎么我在你里面，你在我里面
？How can you be in I in you and you in me?
这只不过是文学上的形容，对不对
？This is a literature saying.
在思想上可以这样啊。
But okay, in thinking about it, our thoughts, we can think about it in this way.
但是主说的不是一个思想。
But what the Lord said is not merely a thought.
他真的赐给我们圣灵。
Because he, in reality, he has given to us the Holy Spirit.
你可以体验的。
Something which we can experience.
别人也可以知道的。
Something which others were able to see.
你得了圣灵，你会说灵言，听不懂的话的。
When you receive the Holy Spirit, you will speak in tongues that no one can understand.
使徒们就是得到主所应许的圣灵。
And the disciples received that promised Holy Spirit of the Lord.
他们就深深地知道主没有离弃他们。
And they know for sure in their heart, the Lord has not left them.
他们深深地知道主一定帮助他们完成。
And they know for sure that the Lord is going to bring this to pass for
them. 我这个时代不能够完成这个工作。
I cannot complete this work in my generation.
我要死了。
I'm going to die.
但是圣灵还是会继续下去。
But the Holy Spirit continues.
他会带领下一代。
The Holy Spirit leads the next generation.
一代一代来去完成主的应许，主的工作的。
From generations to generations, the work of God will be completed.
如果我们忽略了这个圣灵，
If we neglect this Holy Spirit,
或者不看重这个圣灵，
We do not esteem this Holy Spirit.
或者有些人甚至不相信这个圣灵。
And some people don't even believe in the Holy Spirit.
那你怎么来去完成这些工作呢？
Then how are you going to complete this work?
你凭什么来坚持到底，忍耐到底呢？
What will you use to endure to the end?
圣灵好像明亮的晨星在我们的心里面。
The Holy Spirit is like a morning star, a bright morning star that dawns in our hearts.
他在我们心里面要照亮我们的心。
He will illuminate our hearts,
让我们不至于迷失。
So that we will never be lost.
圣灵要亲自引导我们一次到我们去见主耶稣的那一天。
And the Holy Spirit will guide us to the day that we meet Him.
所以我们要成为得胜者。
Let us become victors.
那圣灵真的会引导我们到主那边去的。
Then the Lord will lead us to Him.
我们请唱赞美诗176首。
Let's sing Him 176.